Jesus is the answer, regardless of what age, what vocation in life you might be in, regardless of where you are, Jesus is the answer. Bless you, Brother Jeff. We gave it. You'll give your wife a birthday present. You'll give your husband a birthday present. You'll give Daddy and Mama a birthday present. But what did you give Jesus? What did you give him? Just think about it. It's really not what we have that he wants. It's us that he wants. It's you as an individual he wants. Now, this is Christ's birthday, and I would love to preach to you for about 30, 40 minutes, but I'm not going to this morning. I know that some of you people, some of your family will come in. You're all going together with your family, and I want to be reasonable, and just... I've heard of people being a fanatic for the Lord, but I've never met one. I'd love to see one. That means you've gone all out for it. That means it don't matter who's around you, Jesus is still your friend. You're never ashamed of him. You never feel backward about it. And people say, well, you can't cram that stuff down my throat. I've had people tell me, don't. And I've even had people tell me, now, if I wanted to hear you preach, I'd come to church. And I've had people tell me they didn't care anything about hearing me preach and all that kind of stuff. But if they knew what God had put on the inside of me, they'd kind of understand a little bit about it. But I want to tell you, Jesus is the best friend that you, I, or anyone else will ever have. Nobody ever loved you like Jesus loved you. And in Psalms chapter 118 and verse 24 is these words, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." The Lord's made this day. He's made it for me and you to enjoy. And I thought about early this morning before daybreak about the shepherds. I thought about in Malachi. And bear with me just a little bit. The Bible tells us in the third chapter of Malachi, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and thought upon his name." Now, this might be a little bit odd for Christmas message this morning. And the next verse said, "They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels." Who would have ever thought about some lowly shepherds being in the jewel chest of the Lord? He passed up the rich. He passed up the rulers over Jerusalem. He passed up the religious crowd. He passed up the king, the governor. And he'd heard them shepherds talking, no doubt in my mind. The Bible said they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. And the Lord hearkened and heard. He's listening. He heard them talking. Don't you know, in my mind. Now, if you've got something better than this, you hang on to it. Just don't try to rob me of what God let me think about. Can you imagine? Maybe for years, them shepherds had met together. Maybe when they'd gather in, they'd say, "Have you heard anything from the Lord? Is any news from the other world?" There hadn't been a prophet for 400 years. Now, you think about it. You think about no preacher going up and down the country. The Bible said the time would come that there'd be a famine, not of bread and not of what you drink, but of hearing the word of God. Now, to me, I've heard people say there's going to be a time that people won't hear it, but I believe this could have already happened. You think about living in a country that you'll never hear a message from God. Have you ever tried to picture what it was? Not a prophet, not a preacher to go up and down the country. But this is the day the Lord's made. The Lord on God's calendar. He had this thing planned from eternity by calendar. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4 said, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Have you ever tried to picture the day that Jesus left the other world? The beauty of heaven, the worship of the angels, the seraphim. All that he left it and come and was born of a virgin. Explain it? I can't. There's no way in the world I can explain it, but I believe it. Praise the Lord. And these folks had been hungry to hear something from the Lord, longing to hear something. Have you ever been in that condition? We need something from the other world. And I say that we need a revival right here in this land. I'm talking about among the church folk. We need a revival that'll stir our heart, break our heart, cause us to burn inside of us, to go out yonder after that when it's lost and undone. I know some of them will say, don't try to cram that down my throat. But the devil will ruin your children. You better try to reach them while you can. Praise the Lord. Sometimes the hardest people in the world to witness to is your own people. They can say hard things to you. And they do sometimes. I told you people, I'm sure I told you, somewhere I told you, I had a sister. And she wouldn't come when I was in a revival over around where she lived. And she told my sister that was saved in the first revival I ever run. And the only one was saved. But that woman got saved. And the day before she went on to be the Lord, she lived in the city limits of heaven. God just opened heaven and let her see it. I'd give anything worth it. I had a tape recorder and got it. But I got somebody indelibly embedded in my heart. But she told that sister of mine, said, I'd love to go here and preach if he'd let me alone. But Brother Adrian, I'd be a pretty sorry brother and let a sister go to hell when I tell her about Jesus. I'd be pretty far from God to let my loved one go to hell and not miss the Lord. And before the week was out, she came by where I was at the house. She said, I guess Bonnie told you what I said, and that was enough. She done opened the door. I said, yes, Leona, I want to tell you about the Lord again. I want to tell you, folks, this is the day the Lord's made. God help us to use it. And this morning, if you're not right with the Lord, God give you this day. God give you this opportunity. Jesus left the glory world and come in this world and was born of a virgin, lived and died. Died like a criminal. Oh, what love he had. And all the time he was here, he was away from up yonder. There was a vacancy in the other world that nobody could fill until he got back there. And to get back, he had to go to Calvary to pay the sin debt. He done it for me and you. Then somebody said, don't try to push that on me. You ought to run and say, Lord, you love me enough to die for me. The least we could do would be to say, Lord, I want you to save my soul. I want you to forgive me of my complacency. I want you to forgive me of my indifference. I want to be. I'll finish this up tonight, baby. Praise the Lord. But the jewel is in God's jewel chest. Oh, praise the Lord this morning. He's got a place for you if you just let him come in. I want you to get a song. Come back to the music, ladies. I want you to get a song this morning. This is the day the Lord's made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. He gave it to you. This could never be again. And not many times. It's pretty far apart that Christmas Day comes on the 25th of December. On Sunday. It's not often. But this morning, if it's something you need to talk to the Lord about while we stand together.